We got a special guest, first time on the Outdoor Show, Mark Peloza from Hog Heaven Guide Service out of Gladstone. Mark, thanks for your time today.
Oh, you're more welcome, Adam. Great to be part of your show.
Well, I appreciate you giving us a little time to talk a little fishing reports, ice reports, and then I want to get into what you provide through your guide service, because you have some unique stuff to talk about too, like sleeper ice shacks for weekends and things like that. So I appreciate your time. Let's run down, first of all, the ice conditions. If you could speak to, you know, from the top end of the bay all the way down toward Escanaba, what's going on with the ice conditions?
Well, as of right now, we've got 12 good inches of ice, and some places maybe a little more. They're starting to drive trucks and vehicles all over the place. And, of course, anybody that comes here should be aware that we do have some pressure cracks, and it's best to stay where other people have been driving. Otherwise, if you cross a pressure crack, you should be checking it out, make sure it's not double cracked so it doesn't give away on the other side. And as you go south, of course, you get south of Gladstone off the terrace. You're going to run into 8 inches of ice, and once you hit the Escanaba River, of course, it's going to start getting thinner and thinner. So you got to be aware as you go south that the ice does get thinner, and you're going to run into open water, so venture carefully when you're going out that way. Off of Gladstone, off the Shell Station, you should have a good 8 to 10 inches. Other than that, you stay away from any points of land that jet out into the bay and any river mouths, because, of course, river mouths have current, and points of land have current, and, of course, shallower areas where the sun can hit the rocks that weakens the ice from underneath and honeycombs it. So swing out wide when you're traveling on the ice or anything like that.
Well, I'd like to run down the list of different species of fish, walleye, perch, but let's start with the pike, because it's kind of an unusual year from what I understand on Little Bay to Knock. There is a lot of pike being caught right now.
Yeah, we're having a great year with northerns, a lot of your weed-covered areas, Nelson's Bay area, which is up towards the mouth of the Whitefish, First Reef, any place on your map that shows weeds. It's been great tip-upping fishing with sucker minnows on tip-ups, and you're even getting them on hook and line for crane load. It's been a good year. A lot of nice northern being caught.
Do you have a theory why this year's so much better for northern?
Yeah, they've raised the limits over the years on the northern, and of course it, last year and the year before was, we had lots of hammer handles, and of course them are all becoming nice adults, and a lot of people catch and release those northern, and they should be keeping more of them. They're great eating, they're great pickled, and now they're at the size where a batch of northern will make a good batch of pickled northern.
Mm-hmm. And do you also agree that, you know, possibly if you take more northern out, it's going to help the perch and even juvenile walleye populations?
Oh, most definitely. Northern are predatory fish, you know, and they look for your bass, and they look for your perch, and they look for your walleye. They don't get big by eating just vegetation. They're a predator. So that's why they grow like they do.
Well, we got the walleye to check into with Mark, as well as some decent perch fishing I'm hearing. Plus, we're going to find out what services he offers from Hog Heaven Guide Service, Mark Peloza. We'll continue with him later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.